Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know what? We need to return to the world of politics. You know why? Well, because ever since Trump got in office, I've been on X so much, and I cannot help but notice so many people are talking about Trump, what he's done, what he should do, what he's not doing, the whole thing with Elon Musk supposedly being a Nazi, all this stuff, right? And so I think it's time that we talk about it. Let's talk about it. This is a show that we talk about a lot of topics that people wouldn't touch. You know, in the song with the Grinch, they talk about they wouldn't touch them with a 39.5-foot pole. Well, a lot of people wouldn't touch the topics we talk about on the show with a 39.5-foot pole, as far as I'm concerned. And one of those topics I think we need to discuss, and if you don't like history, you should turn the show off because you're going to get bored and you're going to fall asleep. And if you want to fall asleep, you know, you can't listen to white noise and you want to listen to me instead, you're welcome to do that. But if you're trying to stay awake and you just find history boring, you find the talk of politics nauseating, well, then you might want to skip past this one because it's not for you. But if you want to listen and learn something about history, you want to engage in this conversation and maybe let your voice be heard about whether you agree with me or disagree, please drop in, grab some popcorn, you're in for a good show. So first thing we need to talk about is not Trump, because everybody and their grandma who watches Fox News and CNN and listens to Joe Rogan and all these people have been talking about Trump. Instead, I want to talk about the thing with Elon Musk and his salute. You know what I find disgusting? How many times, if you're an older person than me, who I'm 25, or if maybe you're just clued in history, let me ask you something. Why do you think that every single time a Republican or even an independent, why is it the word Nazi is just thrown out there so recklessly in America? Why do you think the word Nazi is thrown around like the word racism, like the word homophobia, like the term sexism? The whole thing, it like means nothing. It's like the boy who cried wolf. You know that story, don't you? You know, a story where the kid cries wolf, the villagers come running to save him, and there's no wolf. He does it again. They come to help him. Nothing's there. He laughs at them. Then the wolf actually shows up, and he's yelling, "Help! Wolf! Help!" And then the villagers are like, "Oh, this guy again. Yeah, he's making it up. Don't worry about it. We're not going to come save him." And then a guy gets eaten alive. The moral of the story is, don't cry wolf. And yet that's what they do day and night. Especially the left-wingers in America, the left-wing media, the pundits, the influencers, all the talking heads. They talk about Nazi this, racism that, inequality here. They use it so much that so many people, they don't care. Even if it's happening, they don't care. You know, and a lot of the problem that I have to address, and I know a lot of people are going to be very upset, and you're probably going to feel a little, like, twinge of discomfort. You're going to feel like you need to take a mental shower after what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You see, the rise of anti-Semitism in America, and then in the West especially, is not really directed towards Orthodox Jews. In my opinion, Orthodox Jews, in general, are wonderful people who are just like Orthodox Christians and non-terrorist-leading Orthodox Muslims who keep the faith alive. They're the ones who go to synagogue, they go to church, they go to the mosque, and they're the ones who help keep this society plugged into faith, family, and freedom. But here's the problem. The liberal Jews, especially, who are on TikTok, which got pulled back in, by the way, thanks to Trump, that are all over the cable news channels, that are all over so everywhere, social media, all over the blogosphere, you name it, X, they're all over the place, and they're the ones that give a lot of rise to this anti-Semitism. And if you really want to get into it, you can blame George Soros, who has destabilized so many countries and so many currencies that he's left a wake of anti-Semitism in his wake, the same way that fire is left after, you know, smoke is left after a bomb. But here's the problem. People have heard the term Nazi, fascist so many times. Thanks to the Antifa thugs in the streets, the BLM people, etc. They don't even know what it means anymore. it doesn't mean anything to them. And they think, they hear the word, they think 1930s, weird looking mustache on the upper lip, hand gesture. Let me ask you something, you listening to the show right now, who may or may not be interested in history. Do you know what the phrase "Ein Volk, ein Fehler, ein Reich" means? You probably don't, do you? "Ein Volk, ein Fehler, ein Reich" was one of the mottos of the Nazi Party, and it stands for one country, one leader, and one vision. And what's interesting is you would think that the Nazis are right-wingers, right? All these left-wingers are talking about these evil Nazis that are coming to take us. They're going to gas us and put us in concentration camps. But here's the thing. I'm gonna assert today on this show, and I've never heard anybody else say this, by the way. I'm going to take a sip of my matcha right before I say this. Like that meme of Kermit the Frog when he's drinking the tea. I'm going to tell you guys right now. It is my personal belief Nazis are not right-wingers. Now, I know you probably are like, "How, Austin, what the heck are you talking about? How is that possible?" Well, let me ask you a question. Close your eyes. If you're driving, don't. But if you have the opportunity, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about this really hard. When was the last time you saw the leader of the Republican Party or any other right, so-called right-wing leaning party head? When was the last time you saw them not drinking alcohol, being a vegan, and being addicted to meth? I'll wait. Oh, never? Yeah, that's what I thought. Because that's exactly what AH was. And by AH, I mean old Adolf. The little midget from Germany in the 1930s. He was all three of those things I just described. Oh, and by the way, he was not a Christian. Oh, I know there's a big lie out there that Hitler was a Christian. No, he was not. No, he wasn't. In fact, he called Christianity a religion of weakness. He was not a Christian. He was a pagan. He did not believe in Christianity. Of course, he said he did. Like a lot of politicians did, like Barry Obama did when he was, in my estimation, a Muslim. A lot of people, you know, like Nancy Pelosi, all these people, they pretend like they're religious. It's a like the show Bible Clinton used. The whole thing is a charade. He was not a Christian. Let me ask you a question. I understand you might be listening to me. I have the best stethoscope in the podcasting business. Even though my show is not very big, I have the best stethoscope in the business. I can hear you right now, Austin. This is so highbrow that you sound all over the place. How can you say what you're saying with any sincerity, and why should I care? Well, here's the thing. Words have tremendous meaning. Tremendous meaning. And the problem is, if we don't define these words, sorry, bad allergies. If you don't understand the power of words, and not setting the record straight and defining these terms, we leave ourselves open to being lied to, manipulated, and put down a road where everything is inferred and nothing is referenced with accuracy in plain English. And so when we talk about fascism, we talk about Nazism, we talk about politics, the political spectrum is so broad, so vast, that we need to define these things. We need to ask hard questions. Because on the road to hard questions, you might find some really important answers that might change your life. And the problem is, school in general is not a place for smart people. I know Rick said that in Rick and Morty, but that's not where I got that from. In general, you look at people who have done really well in America, at the very, very top, they dropped out of college, number one. Or number two, they went to school, but they didn't like school because it's not a place for free thinking. It's a place for being programmed to believe certain ideals, to become a better worker, not a better reader, not a better free thinking, educated person who says, "Wait a minute, was that even correct? I mean, is that even right? Should I care about that? Should I investigate that? Most of the time, you're not encouraged to think that way. And so when we talk about politics, we talk about this gesture from Musk, we talk about the new policies being thrown out by Trump in his first couple days of office, a lot of people are in a whirlwind. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know which way is up or down. And with all the communists in high places, which communism is another word that's lost its meaning entirely. The right wing, you know, I talk about the left wingers a lot. The right wingers are just as bad in a lot of ways with how they don't define words. A lot of the guys who are in the talk radio business, the podcasting business, they love to talk about all these highbrow, fancy, you know, 2 to 3 syllable words, thinking they sound really smart and sophisticated. But a lot of them are leaving their audiences high and dry. They don't know what they're talking about. They feel intelligent listening to them, but they don't know what they're talking about because they don't define what communism is. They don't know that there's 50 different variations of socialism, communism, fascism, etc. They don't tell you these things. Why? Well, maybe because they don't have time, or maybe because they assume that you know what they're talking about and you don't. Because assuming, as my mother taught me, God bless her, if when you assume something, you make an ass out of you and me. The word is perfectly created. One of the best words in the English language. Never assume things. And so when we talk about the history of fascism, fascism comes from the word fascisti in Italian, which means stick. It was used to rule by force. Now, in using that definition, you could argue that Hitler was a fascist. I disagree, personally. He was a socialist, more of a socialist, versus Mussolini was a fascist. But here's the interesting part, my friends. People like to use simple labels to discredit people instead of really diving into, wait, why is the media trying to really denigrate this person? What is the end game? Who is funding these organizations? Who owns these companies? Who sits on their boards? Who gives them funding? You don't ask these questions most likely because you're not told that it's important or necessary to ask these questions. Did you know that according to what I've read, A lot of the media companies that you listen to are owned by foreign governments to some extent, not majority shareholders, mind you, but they are owned in part by these companies or these governments that are puppets for these companies. You don't know that. Why? Because they don't advertise it to you. And why should they? Why in the world would these companies advertise to you that they have their stock being bought in bulk by these companies from Saudi Arabia, these companies from Iran, these companies from China? Why in the world would they do that? That doesn't benefit them. If anything, that makes you watch them less and take them less seriously. Less likely to patronize their advertisers and etc. My friends, we live in a very political society. Everything went political, especially back to 2016. We have to be aware of this. We have to understand that we're in a very political age, and so it's important to talk about politics to understand why people say what they say. And it's not all because they believe it and because they care about giving you the truth. People care about making money, and they will do whatever they think is necessary to make money off of you. That is the reality of the world. Cynical, I'll grant you, but I prefer realistic. So my friends, in the next coming months, I really want to go more into politics. We'll talk about relationships and whatnot too. But I think it's important, especially now that Trump is back in the White House, and we're going to see a lot more attacks, a lot more discussion on politics. We're going to need to have this conversation. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Please keep your mind open. If you have anything you want to talk about in regards to anything I said in the show today, please let me know. Leave it in the comments. You can find me on X at SheepGetSheared. Austin Cree is the name on the account. You got the blue check mark and everything. If you want to DM me, ask me questions, or comment on any of the posts, asking me a question, or saying your piece, you're welcome to do it. I invite you. Till then, my friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.